Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Show on every evening, usually at 8 o'clock, sometimes 9:30, sometimes 10 or 11, other times 6:30. But I want you to know that this show is a show interested in truth and facts. We are not interested in media hype, media falsehoods, political rhetoric. We're not interested in those things, or the big lie, as George Orwell defined it in 1984. And Ray Bradbury also defined it in Fahrenheit 451. We're not into the big law. We're into the truth and facts. Last night, I considered the matter of the meaning of Jesus' commandment, love your neighbor as yourself. I handled the matter, and I raised certain issues. One of the most thought-provoking of the commandment of love your neighbor as yourself found in the Gospel of Matthew and Mark. Matthew presents in chapter 19 Jesus saying, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Again in chapter 22, verses 37 and 39, Jesus says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and all thy mind. And in verse 38, he said, this is the first and great commandment. In verse 39, he says, and the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Now, what does he mean? How do we interpret loving your neighbor as yourself? Does he mean that you're supposed to love yourself? I don't think so. I think he means that we should give him the same respect and consideration that we accord ourselves. I don't think it's a matter of erotic love or romantic love or any kind of love in that sense. It's concerned with we should treat other people as we would wish to be treated. I think that's what he's saying. Because the commandment could be misinterpreted. Since we were told to love ourselves, and would appear that Jesus commanded that we love ourselves. And I don't think he is. I think he wants people to treat other people with the same respect and consideration as we wish to be treated. Perhaps the word love is incorrectly used. Really, the meaning of the saying is, I think, not that we should love our neighbor, which is impossible, because love is a very personal thing, but we should treat our neighbor with the same respect with which we regard ourselves. The second thing about this commandment is the fact that it is a commandment. It would appear that the love of our neighbor does not come easily to us, and it's commanded. Jesus commands us to do this. It's not about that easy to love people we don't know or don't like or are indifferent to. We have a fallen human nature, which involves self-love and self-centeredness, as opposed to the love of our neighbor, who we may not know at all or care about at all or be indifferent to. So, this commandment is difficult, very difficult to fulfill. That's why it is commanded. And people who follow Christ are told they have to do this, of showing charity and love to all those who pass by in our lives. The love of our neighbor as ourselves is very difficult, and most people can only halfway do it or accomplish it. So, what is this love? It's respect, I think, consideration. Does he tell us to love ourselves? No. He says we should love our neighbor in the same, give us that neighbor the same consideration and respect as we accord ourselves. And as I said, it is commanded because most people can't do it. They're not able to do it. They not wish to do it. They can't do it. So it's commanded. And the issue is, who is our neighbor? That's the next issue. It's everyone, really, anybody who we encounter. He doesn't tell us that are more important. He tells us to love our neighbor as ourselves, but not loving ourselves, but giving people the same respect and consideration as we wish to be treated. But he does not tell us that our neighbor, this is important, will love us back. He merely tells us to do this, expecting nothing in return.
Again, the commandment is very difficult to fulfill because most human beings look for reciprocity and connection in their relationships. So the key to understand here is that he doesn't tell us our neighbor will love us back or anybody will love us back if we love them. He tells us to do it, expecting nothing in return. The commandment is difficult to fulfill since most human beings look for reciprocity and connection in their relationships. And loving our neighbor is something we are told to do, and we do not really have the expectation of getting anything back. This is a commandment we are taught to fulfill and do, and the irony of it is, as much as we may love our neighbor, the result might be we receive no love in return. As I said, this is the key to understanding this love. As much as we may love our neighbor, there is a good, if not even, chance they will receive no love in return. This is the gospel. I hope you've enjoyed this little talk, once again, on loving our neighbor. And tomorrow, I'm going to talk about our society focus on money, or the money culture. Money is good, that we can help people and do things for people. But the main thing here is that tomorrow night, we will be talking about the money culture and try to understand this country, this capitalist system, whether it's good, whether it's bad, whatever you may say about it, it is a system based largely on commerce and money. And I'm going to talk about that tomorrow night. And it may be opposed to Christian belief. And as I said, Marxism and socialism may be closer to Christian belief than capitalism. But I'll talk about this tomorrow night. Good night.